Hello, everybody, and welcome back to another episode of the podcast. I know, you're excited to see me twice in 1 week. Probably not, but that don't matter. We have a fight card tomorrow. It's UFC 299. It's fight week. I'm fucking excited. You should be excited, too. I'm sick and tired of you not being excited for fights. That's what my girlfriend says. Anyway, UFC 299. God damn, do we have a hell of a card coming up this weekend, guys. I'm actually excited to talk about it because my girlfriend's tired of hearing me talk about how excited I am to talk about it. So let's just dive right into it, guys. From prelims to all the way up, obviously, to the main event, there is at least one ranked fighter fighting. There is actually only two fighters who aren't ranked, and one is because he's making his debut. That's Michael Venom Page. We'll get to that later. We got to start the prelims, not the early prelims. We'll do those here in a little bit. We got number 11th ranked, 13th ranked Pedro Munhoz. He will be fighting Kyler Phillips. He is one of the unranked fighters. Kyler coming off a couple big wins. One against Rony Barcelos, decision win there. And then Marcelo Rojas winning by armbar. He's looking good in his last couple fights. Oh my God, I'm sorry, I'm still so sick. And then Pedro Munhoz coming off, I believe, a couple of losses. Not just one loss. He's got that no contest versus Sean O'Malley. Beat Chris Gutierrez, and then coming off that decision loss to Sean, to Marlon Vera, who is fighting in the main event this weekend. That should be a good fight. And then we got Caitlin. I believe she got married. Caitlin Chookagian. Now, Caitlin, if I pronounce this wrong, I apologize. Sermonara? Caitlin Sermonara? She will be fighting Macy Barber. We haven't seen Caitlin in a little bit, I don't think. I could be wrong. Let's look here. Yeah, since 2022, October of 2022, so a little bit over about a year and three months. Damn, year and a half. It's been a year and a half since she's last fought. She fought Marion Furneaux, lost that fight by decision. And then we got Macy Barber. So number 4th ranked Caitlin Sermania versus number 6th ranked Macy Barber. Macy has not lost a fight in 5 fights. She's currently on a 5-fight win streak. She's really came into her own these last couple of years. She's looked like the fighter she said she was always going to be. Still very young, only 25 years old. She still has plenty of time to fight for a title. And maybe after this one, it could propel her to a title fight versus Alexa Grasso, which is her last loss, by the way. So that would be a fun fight to watch as well. Then we got, excuse me. I didn't fucking just skip right over Matheus Gamrot versus Rafael Dos Anjos. Gamrot kind of in his last fight, a little bit of a, I think he did, who did he fight? I can't remember. God damn it. Rafael Fiziev had that knee injury, so I thought Fiziev was winning the fight up until that point, but that's neither here nor there. Beat Jalen Turner in the fight before that. Beat Rafael Fiziev, and has also beat Armin Toxurian. By the way, he's 4-1 in his 3-1 in his last 4 fights. Looked decent in that last fight. And then Rafael Dos Anjos, guys. Rafael Dos Anjos has just, he's 39 years old. It seems like he's been in the UFC for forever. Should be an interesting fight. We got number 6 versus number 11. Rafael coming off a loss to Vicente Luque. And a loss to Rafael Fiziev. Beat Brian Barberina in between those two, though. Should be a very exciting fight. I'm just kind of going over all these fights real quick, saying what's going on. And then we got Curtis Blaydes versus Jalton Almeida. That should be a very interesting fight. This should be a very, very interesting fight. Excuse God, I am so sick still. I didn't realize how many fights Jalton Almeida had. He's 20-2. But this is like the first time we've seen him go up against somebody with the wrestling pedigree that Curtis Blaydes has. It's really going to be interesting to see if he can... God damn it. If Curtis can nullify the takedowns and keep this fight standing to see how good he is on the feet. It should be a really, really interesting fight. Curtis Blaydes is coming off that loss to Sergey Pavlovich, but before that, he beat Rozenstruik, Chris Daukaus, and Tom Aspinall, who's the current interim heavyweight champion. Middleweight. Fucking imagine Tom Aspinall at 185. That'd be fucking insane. He's fucking... That dude's huge, by the way. Tom Aspinall. Jesus. But Curtis is still relatively young, too. And who knows, with Francis out of the mix. Other than Derek Lewis, I think that's the only... Yeah, that's it. I mean, Sergey Pavlovich now, too. But he's only... Curtis Blaydes has only lost to fucking three fighters in his whole career. Sergey Pavlovich, Derek Lewis, and then twice to Francis Ngannou. That's insane. So with the Francis Ngannou out of the mix now, Curtis Blaydes could be right back in there with a win over Jolton Almeida here. And then our main card's fucking fantastic as well. We got number 4th ranked Petr Yan. God. Sorry. Versus number 7th ranked Song Yadong. Should be a very interesting fight. I think that's a really good matchup for Petr Yan here against Song Yadong. Should be good. And then we got number 4th ranked Gilbert Burns versus number 11th ranked Jack Della Maddalena. I didn't know exactly how... I know how good Jack Della Maddalena was. I didn't know how much of a run this dude was on. He has been undefeated ever since he got into the UFC. Knockout versus Pete Rodriguez. Knockout versus Ramazan Emiv. Knockout versus Danny Roberts. Submitted Danny Brown. And then just came off a split decision victory versus Kevin Holland. Undefeated in the UFC. Still very young at 27 years old. 16-2 overall record. 11 knockouts and 2 submissions. In those 16 wins, which is fucking insane. But Gilbert Burns, ranked number 4, coming off an injury when he fought. Who did he fight? Who did he get injured against? He had like no shoulder. It was all fucked up. My computer's not loading. Why would it load? I don't need it to load. God damn it. Load. 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 Thank you. Bilal Muhammad, that's who he fought. But dude's a fucking monster. I thought he won that Khamzat Chimaev fight. Beat the shit out of Neil Magny. Beat the shit out of Jorge Masvidal. And then it's hard to win a fight when you can't move your arms. So lost to Bilal Muhammad. But that should be a really good fight. He hasn't fought in almost a year now. So hopefully he's healed up from those injuries. That's a fun fight. That's low-key kind of like... a fight of the night right there. Should be a lot of fun. And then that brings us to Kevin Holland versus Michael Venom Page. This should be a very interesting fight. So here's kind of my prediction. Here's what I think how this is going to go. He really hasn't faced any wrestlers, Michael Venom Page. I think this fight's going to start out on the feet. I don't think it's going to... I think if Page wins, it's going to be in the first round when he's super... I mean, he's explosive throughout the whole fight. His cardio is always very good, if you guys haven't seen him fight. But I think they're going to stand and trade a little bit, and then Holland's going to be like, oh, fuck that, in the second round. He's going to take him down, and he's going to just submit him. People forget that Kevin Holland's a pretty high-level black belt. Under, who's his fucking coach? I can't remember who his coach is. He's one of those guys who are like, damn, he's coaching? Old school guy. Can't remember his name. Son of a bitch. But, he's in that second round. He's going to take him down and just submit him. Because Page, I don't think anyone's really tested his wrestling. He fought Logan Storley a couple years back, and Logan's a really good wrestler, and he lost that fight. But it should be a very interesting fight. It could, who knows, maybe Kevin's just going to stand and trade with him just because he wants a fun fight. That could very easily happen. Kevin Holland's kind of unpredictable. Also, Kevin Holland, a lot younger than I thought. He's 31. He's right in his prime right now, man. 14 knockouts, 7 submissions. So who knows, anything could happen in this fight. Coming off a loss to Jack Della Maddalena by split decision. But you forget, he submitted Michael Chiesa. And Chiesa's a very, very good high-level black belt. Also submitted Tim Means. Tim Means, also a very good black belt. Who else has he submitted? John Phillips. No one you'd really know. But, damn, he fought in Bellator? I didn't know he fought in Bellator. How many fights did he fight in Bellator? Oh, one fight. Okay, that makes sense. Because then right after that, he was on the Contender Series. Anyway, should be a really fun fight, though. I'm excited to see. I really wish we would have had Michael Venom Page in the UFC like 4 years ago. But I'll take what I can get. He's 36. He's kind of getting a little bit older, but he still says he wants to make a title run. I don't know if that's going to happen. Anyway, then we got Dustin Poirier versus Benoit Saint-Denis. I don't know how this fight's going to go. This fight could go one of two ways. Either Poirier is just going to be too much for him. This is too much too early for Benoit Saint-Denis, and he's just going to out-veteran him, just put on a mixed martial arts performance, mix it up really well, not stand and trade with him too much because that's where Benoit is super dangerous, and just cruise to an easy unanimous decision victory. Or Saint-Denis just goes fucking buck wild. If you guys don't know about Benoit Saint-Denis, he is, by the way, he's only 28 years old. He is a French Special Forces soldier, was at least. I don't think he still currently is. Started training MMA to be a better soldier. His fight name is The God of War. And all he thinks about is the war still. If you guys watched his last fight, it was like his first fight he fought in America, I think, or at least in front of a crowd. And he's like, you helped us during World War II. Thank you for saving us. It's like he's still thinking about war. This dude is an absolute monster. And it could easily be Benoit Saint-Denis just fucking overwhelming Dustin Poirier and taking the victory. That could happen. That could very easily happen. I don't know if it will. Who knows? But that it's going to go one of those two ways for sure. That's your co-main event. That's 5 rounds, by the way. So Dustin could drag him into deep waters in that 4th and 5th round because that's somewhere he hasn't gone before. And Poirier's obviously been in a lot of 5-round fights. And then our main event, we got Sean O'Malley versus Marlon Chito Vera. Guys, I went back and watched that first fight a few years ago. I think that was, how long ago did they fight? Let me take a look real quick. I can't remember if it was during COVID because I knew it was during COVID, but I don't know if it was like 2020 or 2021. Let's see. Yeah, it's 2020. So that was 4 years, August 2020. So about 4 years ago now, almost 4 years. That fight was a lot closer than people remember because Sean has just always said that, I was piecing him up that whole fight until I hurt my foot. To be fair, the first minute and a half, 2 minutes of the fight, he kind of was. He's throwing a lot of low leg kicks. Was keeping him at bay, throwing a lot of teeps. Chito couldn't really get inside of him. But around that 3-minute mark, Chito was starting to find the range, starting to throw those low kicks. Threw a couple head kicks, nothing that landed flush, but was really starting to find his range. And then sure enough, he hurts that foot, gets that drop foot, and then Chito finishes it on top. Sean has gotten a lot better, but I mean, just let's compare the strength of schedule ever since that fight for these two. After that, Chito loses to Jose Aldo, but still fights Jose Aldo. Goes and fights Davy Grant, beats Davy Grant, knocks out Frankie Edgar, beats Rob Font, knocks out Dominic Cruz, has a really, really razor thin close fight against Corey Sandhagen, and then he beats Pedro Munhoz in his last fight, which, you know. Now let's look at Sean O'Malley's record. Who he's fought. Let's see who he's done. beats Thomas Almeida, fights Chris Moutinho, Rulon Pavia, Pedro Munhoz, but Piotr Jan, and then obviously he just finishes the champion, Aljamain Sterling. So really, only two fights I'm impressed by are those Piotr Jan and Aljamain Sterling. And that Piotr Jan fight was close. But obviously, Sean's blossomed into a really, really good fighter. He's a fantastic counter-striker. So I'm going to look for Cheeto probably to get in. You haven't really seen Sean go to the ground a whole lot, so I think Cheeto's going to want to use his wrestling in this fight. I have him winning by submission on my verdict scorecard. Anyway, I'm going to start doing something every Friday before a UFC pay-per-view, and this isn't going to go on my MMA picks record of the year. I'm just going to use my main card picks on verdict for that, but I'm going to pick the entire card, all right? So we're going to pick the entire card for every UFC pay-per-view for the rest of the year. We'll see where we're at the end of the year. All right, here we go. We got Joanne Wood versus Marina Morozo. I'm going to take Joanne Wood in that fight. A couple names here I can't pronounce. Azu Almabiev. I'm going to take him to defeat CJ Vergara. Any of those Kazakhstani guys I'm going to take. And then we have Josh Parisian versus Robelio Despagne. Anyway, I'm going to take Josh Parisian to win that fight. Then we got Michelle Pereira versus Michael some Polish name, Alujic. Who knows? I'm going to take Michelle Pereira in that fight. And then we have Felipe Lenz versus Ion Cutaleba. I'm going to take Felipe Lenz to win that fight. And then we'll go to the prelims. Pedro Munhoz versus Kyler Phillips. I'm going to give Pedro Munhoz the W in that fight. Then we have Matrice Gamrot versus Rafael Dos Anjos. I am going to take the veteran in that fight in Rafael Dos Anjos. Then we got Caitlin Sermier, formerly Caitlin Chukagian, versus Macy Barber, and this is a close one. I think I'm going to take Caitlin Chukagian in this fight. Fuck it, I'm gonna go Macy Barber. Fuck it, Macy Barber. I got to stop picking with my heart. I got to start picking with my brain. I think Macy's just going to overwhelm her. Let's be honest. And then Curtis Blaydes versus Jalton Almeida. I'm going to take Curtis Blaydes in this fight. I think his wrestling is really going to nullify the jiu-jitsu of Jalton Almeida, because Almeida really isn't that big of a guy. I mean, I know he fights at heavyweight. Curtis Blaydes is fucking huge. Like, what does this guy weigh? I think he was like 230 when he fought Derek Lewis. Oh, let's take a look. I mean, it might say 265, but... yeah, 236. Like, obviously, he's fucking huge. He's 6'4", 236. But Curtis Blaydes is a real big heavyweight. But I think I'll take Curtis Blaydes in that fight. And then we got Piotr Jan versus Song Yadong. I think Piotr Jan's finally going to get back in the victory column. I mean, what has he lost? Like, three fights in a row now? Yeah, he's lost to Aljamain Sterling, lost to Sean O'Malley, and then lost to Merab. So I think this is going to be a good fight. It's a good matchup for him. I'm going to take Piotr Jan in that fight. And then we have Gilbert Burns versus Jack Della Maddalena. I'm going to take Gilbert Burns to win that fight. I think he's going to submit Della Maddalena, take him into deep waters, show him why he's ranked number four. And then Kevin Holland versus Michael Venom Page. I'm going to take Kevin Holland in this fight. And then we got Dustin Poirier versus Benoit Saint-Denis. Picking Benoit Saint-Denis to win this fight. Should be a really good fight, though. I'm really excited for that, especially since it's five rounds. And then Sean O'Malley versus Chito Vera. We are going to pick Marlon Vera to win that fight. All right. Fun stuff. I'm really excited for this card this weekend. This card and UFC 300 right after it, so good. This is probably, the best two cards back-to-back the UFC has ever put together. I've been watching fights for a very long time, since I was 11 years old. I started watching fights. I watched Stephen Bonner and Forrest Griffin slug it out. I don't think I saw it live because I was like in 2007, but I watched it on TV. I was like, holy shit, this is awesome. And then when the game UFC Undisputed 2009 came out, that's when I bought that game, and then I started watching fights. Started watching Rashad Evans, was one of the first guys I really loved watching fight. He was the champion, I believe, at the time. It was him or Chuck Liddell, I can't remember. But that's who really got me into fighting. That's how long I've been watching, and I've never seen two stat cards like this back-to-back. So I'm super excited. I hope you guys are too. Remember, people who sell you MMA picks are fucking scammers. Never take their bets. That's going to be it for this week's episode. Not this week's. This is two episodes in a week now, guys. Anyway, that's going to do it for today's episode. I appreciate you guys tuning in. We'll see you next Wednesday. Take care.